Welcome back. You're in the huddle right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. A very exciting week in sports, obviously. All the craziness of NFL free agency. Also, big NFL trades, including Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. But let's not forget that opening day of baseball is a little bit north of 1 week away, and we have a great connection in our area to the upcoming Major League Baseball season. So let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line to talk with Eric McMahon, Burlington High School graduate, and also the assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Texas Rangers as the Rangers look to rebound in the AL West this year. Eric, how are you, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. First off, I want to make sure I get the language right. Strength and conditioning coach, not athletic trainer. I have learned there is a very big difference.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a point of contention with some people, but I'm the assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Major League Texas Rangers, and we have a whole staff of athletic trainers outside of that, and we work very closely together, and I think that's why a lot of people get the two confused.
I wanted to ask you about how much you work with the athletic training staff, but also with the manager. The Rangers have a new manager, Chris Woodward, this year, so it might be different or too early to tell for you, but do you, as a strength and conditioning coach, do you work with the manager on the major league staff to say, hey, this guy's played X amount of games in a row, he might need a day off, or hey, this guy's dealing with something, he might need a day off? How involved are you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, coming up to the minor leagues, you know, the staffs are a lot smaller. You might have four or five coaches, trainers, strength coaches, all on the staff. And so communication is very tight and very close, just because of the, you know, you only have a few people there. You know, at the major league level, we have a huge staff, and that's something we really have to work at, is communication from department to department. And I think we do a really great job of that. You know, Woody comes in, Chris Woodward, and that's a big part of who he is. Everybody has a voice, and the communication that we have, I feel like a real strength for us going forward this year. So, yes, absolutely. We, you know, everybody has a voice, and we all communicate about players and what, you know, what's best for the team.
What's spring training like for someone on the strength and conditioning staff? Because I can imagine every player is at a different point, either in their own physical development based on ages or how early or late they started their off-season work, who might have an injury. How difficult is what you're trying to juggle in spring training?
Yeah, spring training is it's a key time, because you're really setting the tone for the rest of the season and putting new programs in place that you might want to carry out through the whole year. And if you don't get a good start on that, I think it gets a lot harder to do when games start, the games that matter anyway. So that is a big part of it. We're getting to know a lot of new players every year. We have a lot of new veteran faces in camp, and so getting to know those guys' programs when they come in, for the most part they have success other places. That's why they're here. So we want to get to know what they do well, so that we can help them as we move forward with the season. And then our young guys are stepping up to, you know, fill that void of Adrian leaving last year, and just, you know, that leadership in the clubhouse. And so I think of it like getting to know the young guys over again, because they come back, it's a new year, it's a fresh start, and a lot of players look at it that way when they get to spring training. So definitely individualized programs, and really honing in on what these guys do well individually, and then tying that into our department's goals and how we're trying to help the entire team from a strength and conditioning standpoint.
Eric McMahon, Burlington High School graduate, Burlington native, with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game at 101.3thegame.com, assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Texas Rangers at the major league level. I'm going to ask maybe it's a dumb question, maybe it's a great question, but something I've been wondering. We know that baseball is very, very unique when it comes to the clubhouse. A lot of different cultures, a lot of different languages spoken in that clubhouse. Can you communicate with every player?
Yeah, I think that's, yes, you know, fortunately for me, you know, English, everybody, you know, worldwide knows at least some English. So, you know, depending on where they're coming in from and how long they've been in the United States, I think, you know, English is usually the starting point, but, you know, we get to know a little bit of Spanish or Spanglish in my case. But
yeah.
We do a, as a staff, we do a great job. And if there's ever a an issue with that. We have translators for every language that is represented in the clubhouse that we can get those people involved. But you know, for the most part, in the weight room, I think you know it's a very narrow focus, and so we can usually communicate really well what we're trying to communicate. So that's something that we work hard at.
I won't ask you to comment on what another organization may or may not do, but I'm just curious about this because up here we are a Red Sox station. Red Sox won the World Series last year, and we heard the Red Sox are moving very, very slow with a lot of their players who played deep into last season into late October. If you were working with a team that played so deep into a season, how much would that alter maybe what you have to do in the offseason with players as far as programs?
Yeah, we went through that as an organization you know, in 2010, 2011, going to the World Series. Yeah. And when you play basically an extra month on your season, yeah, it does affect the off-season months. And you know, for example, this off-season, we started some of our off-season workouts with certain guys in mid-October, and then a bigger group started in November. And so if you're playing all the way up to that point, you know, you have to consider how much rest do they actually need. And then when you get to the program, you know, what parts of the program, the higher volume, early off-season training phases are necessary to get the guy back up into strength and power, which are tend to be more later off-season training focuses. So, and then you have the aging aspect to it, too. You know, does the 33, 34, 35-year-old player need the same off-season conditioning and training volume that a younger player does? And so you can individualize those situations, but I think that, you know, any team that goes through that, they realize right away that, you know, baseball season's right around the corner. You know, when the season ends, it doesn't really seem like that from a fan perspective, but it never really ends. And so you know, I think that's an important consideration on our end for the training side.
How do you handle the heat in Texas? I mean, I say it kind of tongue in cheek, but when you're playing in 105 degree weather, I got to imagine that really does impact your job with your players.
Yeah, for sure. Our nutrition staff does a really great job pushing the hydration. I think that's the number one way to keep players on the field through the heat. You know, I know We try to manage time on the field. I think that's a really practical way to handle that. But you know, it's funny to say, but we're building our new stadium. It'll be open in 2020, and that's going to be indoor air conditioning. So if that gives you a perspective on on the heat and what we think of it, but yeah, those are the two areas we really focus on.
What's your favorite stadium to go to on the road?
Well, hey, you know, last year was my first year at the major league level, and I really had it was really special, the experience I had going to Fenway Park last year. Definitely not the newest and most state-of-the-art facility in the league, but having my family come down and going out on the Green Monster and seeing parts of that ballpark that I'd never got to see as a kid going down there for games, that was really special for me. I enjoyed going up to Canada, going to Toronto. I played a little bit up there with the Burlington International Games when I was a kid. Yeah. So going back up there, that was really special for me. And I had actually stayed in that hotel in the Rogers Center. I want to call it the Sky Dome because it used to be, but it brought back some memories for me. Those were really cool experiences. Going to Yankee Stadium, that was actually my first time going to the new Yankee Stadium there. So, there's a lot of really nice ballparks. You know, it's a big jump from the minor league level when you get to the big leagues, but you know, I think just getting back to the Northeast and, kind of reconnecting with, family and friends, that made it really extra special for me.
Eric McMahon, Texas Rangers strength and conditioning coach, with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game. He's a Burlington High School product and a Burlington native. Eric, we spoke about 1 year ago today, actually, during spring training. Have you made it to Vermont since that 1 year? Did you get to come up here all in the off season?
Man, I wish I could say I did. Like I was telling you, we had the off season workouts, and just with family, We have three kids, my wife and I. She's also a Burlington High School grad. But she actually made it up there to see some family twice this off season. So, didn't allow me to get up there, but, I'm definitely planning a trip this next year. And I kind of feel bad about it because I like getting up there and, getting out of Texas once in a while and getting back to the Green Mountains and the Blue Rivers and the, it's always fun for me.
Eric McMahon, we appreciate it, man. Hey, I'm a Mariners fan, so it pains me to say it, but good luck to the Texas Rangers this year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.